guy's building this thing, or is having it built for me. So supposed to start it out as going to be a storage shed in my side yard because I needed some storage. I had space in the, and I had my buddy, he's going to build it for me. But then we'd drink together at the end of the day, and we'd start building this thing way bigger. Wait a minute. Instead of just a shed, we could make the slab bigger, right? And make it more like a studio. Wait, we could make like a recording studio. And put you, we could put a deck on the top of the thing. This turned into this fucking gigantic money pit, 10 months of building. And right at the beginning, this is right before the election, the guy who had to deliver the materials for the project, he's bringing all his shit in. And he's a fucking regular, he's one of those guys that can't just do his job and fucking leave. He's going to tell you all his opinions about the world while he works. Well, yeah, you're going to, and it's right before the election, and he's going, wow, this is costing you a lot of money. You better spend it while you can, because if Obama gets elected, all your money's going to be going to taxes. And I go, well, just to be devil's advocate, Obama's still pro-choice. And if it weren't for my right to have an abortion, I wouldn't have all this disposable income to be wasting on unnecessary projects in my side yard. If it weren't for the abortion right, I would not, all this deck money would be going to some stupid kid's braces or her fucking college fund. Maybe even have to pay for her abortion later in life so she didn't fuck up her life like I did. You don't have the baby. You get a lot of extra money for fucking taxes, fucking concert tickets, Norwegian beer. You save, you get rid of the baby, maybe one day you'll afford to be drunk in Norway. And alcoholism is really not something that you should strive for as a sign of financial success.